Unless otherwise indicated, Ratchet Book Club is intended for a mature audience. Viewer discretion is greatly advised. Welcome to Ratchet Book Club, where we read hood classics and good classics. I'm Derek. And after we finish reading Old Thought Next Door Part 2, the finale, this is the ambiance cracker. I would have read this one earlier today, but I was waiting because this one is special. One of our listeners, the homie, the old school homie, Ace, sent me a story on Facebook and said that I had to read it on Ratchet Book Club. And y'all know me, I'm not going to read ahead. I'm not going to cheat myself. I'm not going to cheat y'all. But at the same time, I'm not going to read ahead without my wife, especially if it's something like this where it's only like, looks like it's a post on Facebook. But we still going to do this. 916-633-1537, wretchedandratchet@gmail.com, Ratchet Book Club on Twitter, and leave a voicemail at, you know, the number I gave, whatever. But leave a review on Podchaser and also Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. So, with no further ado, this is from Ace. Actually, it's from Zane. Somebody was asking me if I'm going to read a Zane book eventually. Isn't Zane the porn books? Like, my first black porn? Like, I could swear that when I worked at AT&T, yeah, there was a woman who stayed reading Zane. And every time she read Zane, she walked out looking a little bit happier when she came out the bathroom than when she walked in. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. I know her name. I still know her name. I ain't saying it out loud. But yeah, she walked in and came out a completely different person. All right, so this came out 4 days ago. Let's go ahead and see what this is about. Dear Zane, I'm going to just keep it real. I know most of y'all are messing around with married men and don't feel bad about it because I read Zane's posts every day. So I know I'm not the only one out here trying to make sure me and my kids are well taken care of. I was 24, already had 3 kids, and I met a married man who was 33 with kids of his own. He had a great job, nice car, nice house. I thought he could be the one for me. Especially after I saw his baby mama. I knew I looked better than her, so I knew it would be a breeze to get him and lock him down. He would come to me about their stupid drama, telling me how she done fell off, telling me what she wouldn't do for him and etc. I never really cared until now because he keeps throwing her on my face. After a few months of messing with him, he told me he would leave his wife. Time went on and it never happened, so I took it upon myself to write her on social media and told her everything about us. She was upset about it. She kept writing me, telling me I was a homewrecker, but baby, I'm not a homewrecker. Her man just found someone else to do her job because she couldn't and wouldn't. But Zane, I never knew a divorce could happen so quick because it seemed as if they divorced overnight. I wasn't prepared for their divorce to be done so quickly. Anywho, after I wrote her, she kicked him out. He stayed in the hotel for a month or two until he found a place and we all moved in. Me and my kids. He wasn't in the hotel long and the divorce was finalized before we even moved in. That's how quick the shit was. They had their drama. She kept calling him asking for money, saying she was depressed and struggling. I told my boyfriend to get custody of the kids so he wouldn't have to deal with her mental issues anymore. But he refused. I don't see why, because if she couldn't afford them, then why have them with her? I sent a text to her telling her that she needed to warm up and stop asking my man for shit, because if he can't even see the kids, then why ask for money for the kids? That's backwards as hell. I was working when I was staying with my mama and taking care of my kids, so I didn't see why it was so hard for her. Especially being a grown-ass woman. I didn't have a baby daddy like him, so I don't know why she wouldn't do whatever she could to keep him. Let me get to the real point. This girl been in my boyfriend's ear for the longest, putting her mental issues on him, saying she was depressed and all this other shit. Wouldn't let him see the kids at times because she said it was hard for her. Whatever. It was all lies. But now she wants the kids in my house every other weekend because she's out with her new boyfriend traveling and shit. Always posting her shit on social media with him. But when I asked her to watch my kids for a weekend... That's one of them late reactions. Oh my god. She wants the kids in my house every other weekend because she's out with her new boyfriend traveling and shit. Always posting her shit on social media with him. But when I asked her to watch my kids for a weekend so we can go out of town, she had the nerve to say no because she doesn't know my kids. I'm crying. But aren't we all a family? If her kids could come over, then why can't my kids go over there and play with their stepsisters and brothers? Especially if we're trying to go out of town, which is something we never get to do. Oh my god. I don't feel like she wants a relationship with me or my boyfriend. She just wanted the money until she found someone else to take care of her and her kids. When I brought that to her attention, she claimed she has her own business now. Which I did look it up, by the way, and that's why she claims she doesn't want money from us anymore. So now that she's not calling and hassling us anymore, my boyfriend is throwing shade and shots at me every single day. He's trying to say I'm the reason she wouldn't let him see his kids at first. Saying it's my fault she doesn't want a relationship with us. When this bitch tried to talk to me in the past, she had an attitude, and that's why I didn't want to talk to her. I'm not putting up with another woman's attitude. So now, instead of coming home telling me how awful this bitch was, he's coming home telling me how I'm not doing things like his ex-wife did. I'm not his ex-wife. I'm me. He's even bragging about her now because she has a business, and he even told me I needed to take advice from her. Fuck that. The same woman who was calling my boyfriend at 2 a.m. crying about how she missed her little family when she's the one who broke it up by not doing what she was supposed to be doing in the first place. This bitch lost some weight, and now she want to come over in the trashiest outfits I've ever seen. This bitch was big and busted, and now she thinks she's the shit, and my boyfriend does too. I even said something to her about the outfit she wore to drop the kids off, and she had the nerve to tell me that that's how she dresses all the time. The first time I saw her big busted ass, she was wearing a big fucking sweatsuit looking like a mess. Now she makes it her business to come over here with tight ass clothes trying to show off her sloppy ass little body. I knew this bitch had to have surgery, and I told my boyfriend, and he doesn't believe me like his ass was there. He used to dog his girl out every chance he got, and now if I say one word about her like I've done in the past, he starts harassing me and saying I'm childish and petty. But he's the one who started coming to me about their drama. He came to me first about her losing herself. I know the baby mama still wants my boyfriend, but I'm starting not to want his ass because not only has his health taken a turn for the worse, he's gained hella weight and he's really cheap but has the money to spend. I want to take trips and see the world too. He has the money, but he claims if I start working, we could take trips. I haven't worked since I've been with this man. He's always been able to give that bitch money when she calls him crying. I'm sick about hearing about how good his ex-wife is doing. It sounds like he regrets even being with me. He even said he got tired of spending time with my kids and not his own. How could someone say that about kids? I didn't force him to do anything. But that was his baby mama's fault for not respecting our relationship when we first got together. Now the baby mama wants to be nice to me because she wants the kids to spend the year with us and the summer with her so she can focus on her business. And even told my boyfriend she will pay him every month now. I told him to fight for full custody and put her on child support since she's making so much money now, but once again, he refused to do so. My issues is that once I told my boyfriend that him talking about his ex-wife and supporting her was truly hurting to me. He told me that I was just a phase at first, but now he actually loves me and wants to marry me. That hurt, Zane. But now I'm starting to hate him. I don't want to be with him any longer, and if his ex-wife means that much to him, then why he cheat on her with me? I don't want to say I'm jealous, but why is the ex-wife living the life I want to live while I'm watching her kids? She out traveling with her Spanish-looking boyfriend who probably don't even like black women, and I'm sitting in the house watching her kids and mine like a silly bitch. This girl caused so much drama for me and my children during the few first months, and now she thinks that she's the shit. Now she thinks she could just toss her kids on us and go live her life. I told my boyfriend if I have to be a babysitter for her, then she has to be a babysitter for us. Am I wrong? Once she brought up the issue about her kids spending a year with us and paying us, my boyfriend jumped right into it like a dummy, agreeing with her. I told him, hell no. Her badass kids will not be staying with us, but they're his kids too.
Right.
I'm sick of her, and I'm sick of him trying to compare me to her. How do I get out of this situation? I'm no longer in love, and I don't see myself being with him in the future. Now that he's in love, I'm not. He's no longer my type. I'm now seeing things in him that I never saw before. He wants to stay in the house, and I want to go out and do things. We hardly go anywhere, and when I do go out, he starts to complain and wants me to come home at a certain time. He even told me him and his ex-wife would come home at a certain time every time they stepped out. I'm 27 years old now, stuck with 5 kids in the house. Wait, what? How'd she go from 23 with 3 kids to 27 with 5? They had 2 kids that quick? I'm 27. Oh, no. His 2 kids, right? You know what? I'm 27 years old now, stuck with 5 kids in the house I don't even want to be in. I asked my mom if I could move back in, and she's not even answering my phone calls anymore. Even though my dad said I could come back. I'm really starting to get depressed and need to experience my life. I've been with this man 3 years and nothing he's promised he's given to me. He hadn't even spoke about marriage anymore, even though I brung it up a million times. What can I do? How do I get him to start comparing me to his past relationship? I do want to be with him, but he has to make some major changes for me to want to stay. Signed, a young woman who needs a way out of this messy shit. Zane's response. Sigh. I need to go fix a pot of constant comment tea and a ham sandwich and come back to this. You don't need a response. You need an intervention. But seriously, this is what happens with young ladies who believe the better looking than a wife means everything, when most of the time it usually means the men just want to have sex. The divorce happened quickly because she was ready to get rid of his ass, and now she has a new boo that obviously does like black women. It sounds like they're traveling the world and living their best life, and her business is flourishing. Also, why should she watch your kids? You call her a bitch and a baby mama when she was married to him when they had those children. When those kids are at your house, those are his kids and his responsibility. Your kids have zero to do with her. Duh. If their fathers are not around to help shut her the load and give you a break, how is that her fault? You slept with her husband, confronted her about it, and now you think you have a blended family? You need a serious reality check and a J-O-B. I don't blame your mother for saying no to coming back home while your father's content to be a crutch and an enabler. You had 3 kids young and left with your kids and moved into a hotel with a married man. It's too much. You don't want him no more, but you haven't made any preparation to start adulting. Your mother's no fool. She knows you want to move back to put that financial burden on them and for her to be a living babysitter so you can hang out. I wish you well, but you have a long road ahead of yourself. You need to start putting one foot in front of the other and get to stepping. Good luck. Oh my God. Is it bad that I know people like that? And that I knew people like that? Golly. Like, first of all, this is on some straight up Tommy shit. Calling her to tell her about the affair so then she would leave him so then he could get married. That's what Tommy did to Michaela. But the divorce happened in this story, and it happened way quicker than you expected. And had y'all living in a hotel. Whew. May the odds work out in your favor. They ain't. But good luck. I guess. Good luck. Ace, thank you. I appreciate it. That was our ambiance cracker. Y'all be good. Peace. I'm literally crying, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm crying. Boy, we got to do better. And by we, I mean her and her five kids. Peace. Intro and outro to Ratchet Book Club is by That Kid Garan, and it's called Goodbyes. You can email him at tkgbeats94@gmail.com for more information on how to lease this beat.
This is Single Simulcast. Don't know by now, did you say?